Welcome to God's Acre on the Go, a worship podcast of the Congregational Church of New Canaan in New Canaan, Connecticut. To learn about the life of our church, our in-person ministries, and the virtual connections and offerings available, please visit us at www.godsacre.org. Now, wherever you are, wherever you are going, we welcome you to worship.
Church family, good morning. This is the day the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. Welcome to God's Acre on the Go, wherever you happen to be, whatever you're doing. We just are so grateful to have you tuning in. And we've got a treat for you this morning. We've got our very own pastor in residence, Kent Salati, preaching a sermon on an Acts text, focusing in on spirit change, on how our spirits can change. And to prepare us for that, Jen Kane Patterson's going to offer our anthem entitled First Song. So enjoy and prepare to be moved by the Spirit wherever the Spirit desires to take you this day.
How quickly we forget the God who lives in every day. How easy to lose sight of that who reside in the mundane. How quickly we forget the power that's running through our veins. The kind of power that empties graves. And oh, my soul, the only one who death bows to. Remember who you're talking to. That's the God who walks with you. That's holding back the waves. It was once the voice that told the skies to pour them into place. Let us join the endless song of everlasting praise. The only God who empties graves. And oh my soul. One who death bows to. His power can still raise the dead. Don't tell me he's not finished yet.
The scripture is from Acts chapter 10, verses 44 through 48. While Peter was still speaking, the Holy Spirit fell upon all who heard the word. The circumcised believers who had come with Peter were astounded that the gift of the Holy Spirit had been poured out even on the Gentiles, for they heard them speaking in tongues and extolling God. Then Peter said, "Can anyone withhold the water for baptizing these people who have received the Holy Spirit just as we have?" So he ordered them to be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ. Then they invited him to stay for several days. Change is hard, even when it's good. But even more than hard, change can be quite disorienting. Don't believe me? Try playing cards with a five-year-old, like my granddaughter, who at five is an Uno card shark, sharp as a tack, crafty as they come, and the proud owner of a sweet smile, an innocent face, and a brain like a steel trap. You play cards with her at your own peril. But what makes it disorienting is that every time you thought you had the rules master, Finley changes the rules. You'd be playing along, you might even be winning, and all of a sudden she will whip out a maneuver you'd never seen before, and you had no idea what was possible as under the rules previously explained. This maneuver is not just limited to Uno. You should see what happens with Candyland. "Wait a minute," you'd say. "You can't do that, Finley." "Yes, I can." "Well, you didn't tell me you could do this." "Oh, well, you can." Kids understand this kind of thing. Kids are used to having things changed up on them. But we grown-ups don't do so well when the ground shifts under our feet. Most of us find it disconcerting and disorienting. We want to know where the light switches are and which Acme aisle the mayonnaise is in. We like to know the rules. We're most comfortable when life progresses decently and in order. And if Luke's stories of the early church tell us anything, it's that the Holy Spirit doesn't really do much decently and in order. Just when Peter thinks he knows the score changes. Just when he gets a handle on the rules, the Holy Spirit throws him a whole new rule book. Just when he finally knows who the players are, the Holy Spirit literally recruits a whole new team. First, there was the day of Pentecost when, with a sound like the rush of a violent wind, the Spirit of God blew through the tiny band of Jesus' Galilean followers and swelled their ranks with believers from all over the known world. Then, with a flash of light and a voice from heaven, the Spirit chose Saul of all people, the most hated and feared enemy of the Christians, making Saul into Paul, the apostle to the non-Jewish world. And now, with angels and visions and voices from heaven, the Spirit of God changes things up again. You see, Peter was a Jew. He was a Jew who believed that Jesus of Nazareth was the long-promised, long-awaited Messiah, the Son of God. But still, he was a Jew. And as a Jew, Peter's life had order and shape. There were rules, the law, the Torah, that governed his behavior. Peter had been raised to believe that it was unlawful for a good Jew to spend any time with those Gentiles. Gentiles were ritually unclean, and good Jews didn't visit them in their homes or chat with them in the marketplace or, God forbid, share a meal together. But the Holy Spirit is the love of God, present and active, working in the world, churning and turning in the hearts of people, young and old, confident and confused. And the witness of Scripture is that God and the Holy Spirit loves to shake things up, shake us up. God positively enjoys breaking the rules we humans thought God had made. Peter perhaps better than anyone else, knew that. If you think for a moment from Peter's perspective, he had betrayed the Lord 3 times and left him alone to die. If God had followed the rules, if Peter had gotten what he deserved, where would Peter be? So when Peter heard a voice from heaven and was told to go to the house of a Gentile believer, he went. And when Peter began to preach, and suddenly Cornelius and the Gentiles began speaking in tongues and extolling God, Peter was actually open to it. Peter had, after all, seen the face of the risen Lord. He touched his hands and seen the wounds in his side. He'd eaten with the resurrected Jesus by the side of the sea. Peter knew that God could do far more than Peter could ever ask or imagine. And astonished and perhaps even a little bit disappointed as he was that the gift of the Holy Spirit had been poured out on the Gentiles, he didn't reject it as impossible. He went with the Spirit, ordering Cornelius and his entire household to be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ. "Why not?" he said. "Can anyone withhold the water for baptizing these people who have received the Holy Spirit just as we have? If God gives to others the same gift God gave to us when we believed in Jesus Christ, who are we that we should hinder God?" Friends, it's really hard to overstate how big this was. For the earliest Christian, the grace of God in Jesus Christ was without exception reserved for believing Jews. But the Holy Spirit is the wild and unabounded love of God, working in the world and in the hearts of humans, and God works according to God's rule book, which quite often has nothing at all to do with the rules that you and I hold so dear. And so let's be honest. If God were bound by our rules, would you and I be among the chosen? And yet, friends, God did choose us and does choose us, and despite our efforts to avoid being chosen, God continues to choose us, unlikely, unprepared, often unwilling as we are, chose us and gifts us with the same Holy Spirit as those long ago ones whom Peter baptized. Because God's doing a new thing, and God wants us to be part of it. I'm sure you remember when the pandemic hit and we thought it would last just a few weeks. It'd be over soon and things would, quote unquote, get back to normal. But it lasted a whole lot longer than any of us could have dreamed or imagined. Looking back at that challenging time for the entire world, we might be able to see how this Holy Spirit might have been moving in ways that were very unpredictable to those of us in the church. You know, in the power of the Holy Spirit, many church worship services reached into the homes of the homebound, and the physically challenged neighbors, friends, strangers began to join in our worship services online. Does this new reality change the rules? Yes. My parents wanted me to wear a tie and jacket to church every Sunday. I could be wrong, but after a time of worshiping in sweatpants and with a coffee at our side, things have become, well, a bit more casual. Is that disorienting to some of us? Sure it is. Some are receiving the messages of this church each week, this way, by podcast, of all things. And why not? Why shouldn't we include others, whatever it takes? Can anyone withhold the word of God, the fellowship of Jesus Christ, from people who have received the Holy Spirit just as we have? If God gives to others the same gift God gave to us, who are we that we could hinder God? God is pouring out his Spirit through the gift of technology. And if God is pouring out the Spirit, who are we to turn off the tap? Change is hard, my friends, even when it's good. It's disorienting. But God is on the move, whether we want to be or not. That noise that sounds like technology overload may just be the Spirit descending like a dove and calling us to use the gifts that God has given us to grow, to connect, to reconnect, to Zoom and live stream and YouTube the love of God that has been so generously poured out upon us. It's easy in this season to run out of steam and just want what we used to have. In many ways, we should not and cannot pine for the good old days. But God is stronger than any of our despair. God is wiser than our foolishness. God is greater than our weariness. God is more powerful than our fear. God is love, and in the end, love wins. Peter would be the first one to tell us that change is difficult, confusing, often disorienting. It's also quite clearly God's go-to position. The Spirit blows where it wills, and it surprises us in ways we might never predict. May we be open to the surprising Spirit of God in the midst of the changes that are swirling all around us. Blow, Holy Spirit of God. Invite us to change so that we all may know the love and peace of God's presence in our lives and throughout this God-so-loved world. Would you pray with me? God, we give thanks for the message of change that comes via the Holy Spirit. The Spirit changes us and changes the world in which we live. May we be open to your marvelous, uncontained Holy Spirit in our lives, in our church, in our community, and yes, God, in this God-so-loved world. Be with all who dread change. Be with all who embrace change. Be with all of us as we live in these days of challenge and hope, of despair and great love. In Christ's name we do pray. Amen. And now, as you go through this coming week, may you be open to the Holy Spirit's movement in your life and catch glimpses of it in the world in which we live. God's peace be with you. May God bless you and hold you and keep you now and forevermore. Amen.
Thank you for joining us for Worship on the Go. To support this podcast and the ministries of our church, please consider making a contribution by clicking the Give button in the top right on our website, www.godsacre.org, or within today's email. God bless you and have a wonderful week.